Today on Introductions, our guest is 18-year-old soprano Michelle Boges of Mount Prospect High School, who will sing for us music this hour by Robert Schumann, Gabriel Fauré, Samuel Barber, and more. We'll also hear some music performed by members of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra at the recent spring concert, including music for brass choir and string quartet. That's all coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. Our guest now is 18-year-old Michelle Boges, a soprano from Prospect High School who studies with Tracy Watson and Tamron Concierge. In November, she finished in the top five of the high school division of the Illinois competition of the National Association of Teachers of Singing, or NATS for short, and she was a semifinalist in the Classical Singer Magazine Vocal Competition in May 2010, held in New York City. She's also performed all around the Chicago area and world with the Anima Young Singers of Greater Chicago, where she's been a member for 4 years. Michelle will start now in the Wiedmung by Robert Schumann. We'll hear Teresa Kang on piano with Michelle this hour, here on Introductions in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. Some music by Robert Schumann. We heard his Wiedmung performed by 18-year-old soprano Michelle Boges with Teresa Kang on piano. Michelle, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming into the studio today. You're at an age when most students are struggling to learn one language, and here you have a program that you're going to sing for us in German, French, Italian, English you could probably handle. What is it like to have to learn all these different languages, at least for the lyrics?
Oh boy. Well, it helps because I take Italian, so that it comes really easy to me. But for French and German, it definitely took a while to really drill it in. But with the help of my voice teachers, it's become a lot easier for me.
So how did you get the singing bug?
I think it started back in elementary school, just joining choir, and I came home singing Shenandoah, and I just loved it, and I would sing it around the house, and my mom noticed I could sing, and she's like, wow, Michelle, you know, we really need to get you into lessons soon. So it was a little after that that my mom really, my mom and I really started looking into lessons. So since then, it's just been growing.
We're excited to have you on this program because it's not very often that we have high school singers on introductions. What are some of the biggest misconceptions about singers?
That they're all snobby and stuck up. I mean, sure, there are some out there, but for me personally, I really try to think about the music and serving the music at all times. And there's no need to be diva-like, and that's one misconception that I think.
And we also, when we have instrumentalists every week, we always like to hear about their practice routines. How do you practice your instrument?
Well, I can't just play, I mean, sing for a long period of time like instrumentalists do, but I try to vocalize, and I listen to a lot of recordings and study my music.
And what does a typical lesson or practice session look like for you? Do you start with the vocal equivalent of scales? Or
yes, I start with basic humming just to get the voice warmed up. Then I move into like a lip trill, and then I start doing actual vocalizing because I don't just start right off because that's not good for the voice. But yes, I start, then I start into scales and different exercises like that.
And next we're going to hear something by one of your favorite composers, Fauré. What are we going to hear?
We are going to hear Les Berceaux. It's also called The Cradles. And it's about a mother holding her sailor and she, as she's rocking him and about to send him off into a world, and we don't know what's going to happen to the sailor. So you're going to hear a rocking sort of an accompaniment.
Here now is some music by Gabriel Fauré, his Le Berceau, sung by 18-year-old soprano Michelle Bojess, and Teresa Kang will be joining her on piano. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
Music by Gabriel Fauré, we heard Le Borceau, sung by 18-year-old Michelle Bojess of Prospect High School. Thank you, Michelle. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Singing has definitely taken you on many different adventures, including as a member of the Anima Young Singers of Greater Chicago, which we've heard on this program. And you, reading your biography, you've performed at Orchestra Hall and in Millennium Park and all over the place. Do you have a favorite experience?
Yes. I think just this past week we performed at the ACDA convention.
Which is?
The American Choral Directors Association. Directors Association.
Uh-huh.
Where we sung on the stage of Auditorium Theater and Orchestra Hall, and I had a solo.
So you really have to fill up the Auditorium Theater. It's huge.
And it was a wonderful experience. But we have sung with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, which was probably my favorite.
So, for example, for your solo in the Auditorium Theater, what did your teachers, what kind of advice did they give you for filling up that auditorium?
Sing to the back of the auditorium, you know, and I just gave it all I got. I have. So.
And what a wonderful experience, because you get to be with all sorts of people just like yourself who love singing at these conferences.
Yes, it is great.
Do you go to operas? Do you listen to operas? Who are some of your favorite singers?
I do listen to operas, and I go to the lyric quite a lot. My favorite singers would include Renee Fleming, Lucia Popp, obviously Pavarotti, Maria Callas, those kind of singers I listen to a lot. So
I can't imagine there's a whole lot of students in your high school who also listen to opera.
No,
what would you say to them to maybe get them to give it a try?
Just to get out there and go to the opera. I mean, it's a wonderful experience. If you're into musical theater, opera is just that times 10, you know, that's so dramatic and the music is spectacular. And I just recommend it as a cultural awareness and just to see if you like it, just to try it.
And it's a whole lot of fun.
And it's fun, yes.
Well, next, you're going to sing two songs in a row for us. What are we going to hear?
Sure, On the Shining Night by Samuel Barber and Amorosi Miei Giorni by Stefano Donauri.
I just love how you say that. I can never say it so beautifully. Say that one more time.
Amorosi Miei Giorni.
By Stefano Donaudi.
Yes.
So tell us about each of these songs a little bit.
Sure, On the Shining Night is a classic Barber piece. It's a very deep poem. It took a while for me to really connect to it. But the poem talks about nature's struggle with man and just becoming whole and healthy and healing again. And I think I can connect this to my life with any pain that, you know, I've gone through or anyone has gone through, and just to become healthy and healing again from the pain, even though it might be hard.
Mm-hmm. And the Donaudi?
And the Donaudi is a love song. It's very schmaltzy.
So the opposite.
Yes. It's the poet talks about all of his loves. And one of the best lines is, that one look of his may be all my splendor, and one smile of his may be all my treasure. So it's just a very schmaltzy, dramatic, over-dramatic piece.
I could definitely tell watching you sing that you have studied these lyrics and you internalize them while you sing, just from your expressions, and you could hear it in your voice as well. So I'm looking forward to these next two songs, music by Barber and Donaudi, performed by 18-year-old Michelle Bojess here on Introductions.
Thank you. On the star.
18-year-old soprano Michelle Bojas in some music by Stefano Donaudi. We heard Amorosi Mei Giorni, and before that, Sure on This Shining Light by Samuel Barber. That was wonderful, Michelle. I noticed during that Italian, you've not only internalized the lyrics, but the language.
Yes.
Those tongue rolls come so naturally to you. And I know people who have studied these Latin languages for years, including myself, who can barely do it. So what tips do you have for those of us who want to learn?
Repetition and keep practicing. I think that's, and listening. Listening to recordings, listening to people speaking will really help internalize it.
You are a senior. So what are your future plans for singing or otherwise?
Well, I'm going to major in voice, potentially music education too. I've been really inspired by my director at Anima to become a music teacher. So I really want to learn about the voice to be able to teach it.
To young kids?
To high school, middle school. But I also want to perform too. So. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll hear you on the Met broadcast one day after this.
Maybe. I never know.
And then we'll have to pull this broadcast out again and play it right beforehand. Well, you have one more song you're going to sing for us, again, from your favorite composer, Gabriel Fauré. What are we going to hear?
A Bord du L'Eau, At the Water's Edge. It's one of Fauré's earlier pieces. It's a lovely poem about a man sitting with the love of his life and looking at the clouds, and it's about really being in the moment with the one you love and being in the moment at all times. And so it's a really nice piece.
Here again is soprano Michelle Bojas with pianist Teresa King, some music by Fauré here in Introductions. Song called Au Bord de l'Eau by Gabriel Fauré, performed by 18-year-old Michelle Bojas with pianist Teresa King. Thank you, Michelle, for sharing your music with us this morning on Introductions.
Thank you for having me.
And you're well on your way to becoming a music educator and a performer, and we look forward to keeping track of your progress in the future.
Thank you very much.
Michelle is a senior at Prospect High School, and she studies with Tracy Watson and Tamron Concierge. Next in the program, We'll hear some music performed by students of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra from their recent spring concert, including part of the American String Quartet by Antonin Dvorak and Johann Strauss Jr.'s Emperor Waltz. That's coming up after this short break. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. In the first half of this program, we heard a performance by 18-year-old soprano Michelle Bogis. And if you missed it, you can listen to it again online, wfmt.com/introductions. And by the way, if you're interested in performing on this program, you can actually upload an audition or send us a YouTube video on the website as well. We also welcome your comments about this program. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com or find us on Facebook. In our remaining time, we'll hear some music performed by students of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra, music from their spring concert. This was the EYSO's 35th anniversary season, and we'll be featuring the EYSO's full orchestra on another program later this summer. But we thought it would be fun to hear some of their chamber groups right now who performed on the same concert, starting with the premier brass ensemble of the EYSO. They're called the Sterling Brass Quintet. Here they are now in the first movement, Allegro Moderato, of the Quintet No. 3, Opus 7, by Victor Ewald, here on Introductions. Thank you. the first movement of the Quintet No. 3, Opus 7 by Victor Ewald, performed by the Sterling Brass Quintet, the premier brass ensemble of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra's chamber music program. Their members include Mitch Kleban and Ethan Woyak on trumpet, Amanda Rose Deligiannis on French horn, trombonist Joseph Weiss, and tuba player Tyler Zeman. They're coached by Joseph Rodriguez. Next, some music performed by the premier string quartet of the Elgin Youth Symphony's Chamber Music Institute. They're called the Maud Powell String Quartet. They performed on the same day as the previous piece, and here is the first movement of Dvorak's American Quartet, his string quartet number 12 in F. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
the Maud Powell String Quartet in the first movement of Antonin Dvorak's String Quartet No. 12 in F, his American Quartet. This string quartet is the premier string quartet of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Music Institute, and the members include violinists Patrick Connolly and Jonathan Lee, violist Bobby Pirtle, and cellist Christopher Mendez. The Maud Powell String Quartet is coached by Matthew Agnew. We're listening to music performed at the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Spring Concert, held in the Blizzard Theater of the Elgin Community College Arts Center in March. Later this summer, we'll hear the entire Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra in their own introductions program. But here now is a preview, the ensemble performing The Emperor Waltz by Johann Strauss Jr. Music director Randall Swigum is conducting. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
The Emperor Waltz by Johann Strauss Jr., performed by the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra, Randall Swigum conducting. The orchestra just celebrated its 35th concert season, and we'll hear them again later this summer on Saturday, August 27th, in part of Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony and More. You can learn more about the EYSO, including how to audition and perform in the orchestra and its other programs, by visiting their website at eyso.org. And you can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition and perform on this program by either uploading music or sending us your YouTube videos. And we welcome your comments. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Today's program was engineered by Peter Serbin, and our theme music was performed, as always, by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the producer and host of this program. Please join us again next week.